The following paid program is furnished by Raskin Resources Productions. It is for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content.
Welcome to the Patricia Raskin Show, the program that helps you turn obstacles into opportunities, challenges into solutions, and find answers to tough questions. The award-winning powerhouse voice of radio, Patricia Raskin. And now, here's your host, Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Patricia Raskin Show. This series of programs is brought to you by Age-Friendly Rhode Island, and we have a dynamite program for you today. Let me tell you about Age-Friendly Rhode Island. It is a coalition of community and state agencies, healthcare and social service providers, as well as older adults, advocacy and faith-based organizations, businesses, and academic institutions, all of which are dedicated to meeting the needs and preferences of Rhode Islanders as they age. You can learn more and you can join that effort to build an age-friendly Rhode Island by going to agefriendlyri.org. And they are on Facebook and Twitter, the @ agefriendlyri. Well, I'm really thrilled today because I have on really an icon in the field of memory and of understanding how our brains work and what we can do to keep them healthy. My guest is Dr. Daniel Amen. He is one of America's leading psychiatrists and brain health experts. He has authored or co-authored 70 professional articles, more than 30 books, including the New York Times mega bestseller, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. He's appeared on numerous television shows, including Larry King, The Dr. Oz, The Doctors, The View. And he also has done many television programs on public television on brain and mental health. And so many of you may have heard them. And The Washington Post has called him America's most popular psychiatrist. And he is, again, a psychiatrist and a brain disorder specialist. And his brand new book, which I'm holding up on the webcam, is called Memory Rescue: Supercharge Your Brain, Reverse Memory Loss, and Remember What Matters Most. Welcome, Dr. Amen.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being on the program. You know, I think my first question out of the box is really about what we don't know and what we know. We hear some scary figures. We hear that people over 85, 50% of them could get dementia or will get dementia. I mean, is that something I'm reading or is that really true?
No, it's really true. The biggest risk factor for dementia is age. So the older you are, the greater the risk. But there's a myth that you can't do anything about it.
Right.
And that's sort of the exciting message of Memory Rescue. If you want to keep your brain healthy, or rescue it if you think it's headed for trouble, you have to prevent or treat the 11 major risk factors that steal your mind. And we know what they are.
Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about those. What would you say are the factors that could damage a person's brain that people are least aware of?
I think the thing I learned the most about when I wrote Memory Rescue was toxins. Mm. And it's not just sort of the obvious ones like lead or mercury, alcohol, marijuana. Although we could talk about marijuana, there's a lot of myths about that. Mm. But it's the toxins in your personal products, things like BPAs and phthalates and parabens, PEGs.
Skincare.
Steal your hormones.
Yeah.
And shrink your brain.
So it's not just about preservatives and food. It's also things that are in our skincare products and products that are household products that we have to look at as well.
It's absolutely true. And, you know, people know what goes in your body. You know, what you eat becomes your body. But very few people really understand what goes on your skin goes into your body and becomes your body.
Mm-hmm. I have to ask you, because you kind of tease this along with marijuana, because I know in our state we're still deciding whether we're going to legalize this. We have medical marijuana facilities here. But talk about that. Is that harmful for the brain?
So I'm actually a huge fan of legalizing it. Because
you are. Okay.
Please don't put potheads in jail. What a dumb idea to sleep deprive them, give them bad food, chronically stress them, mm-hmm. and then let them hang out with people who do seriously bad things. Mm-hmm. So that's a bad idea. But let's not say it's good for you, because I published a study last year on 1,000 pot smokers compared mm-hmm. to a healthy brain. Every area of their brain was lower, especially the hippocampus, which is the brain's major memory structure.
Interesting.
And it's actually legal in 10 states for dementia.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
oh, really?
Seriously, we need to do better.
Mm.
So I think we have to have a smarter approach. And people ask me, well, is it worse than alcohol? No, not really. Mm-hmm. Is it worse than Xanax, which is legal? It's an anti-anxiety drug. No, not really. Mm-hmm. Is it worse than morphine? No, not really.
Mm.
And so I like how Portugal actually makes most illegal drugs legal, but then educates the population.
Yeah.
On why you should stay away from them.
Interesting. All right, that's so fascinating. And of course, marijuana is a plant, so it's a natural substance. I mean, other things are too, but yes, that's true as well. What about the things that you want us to know in terms of brain health? What can we do? Because so many people have said, and I've been guilty of this too, I lost my keys. Oh, what's the problem here? Do I have memory loss? And most people lose their keys. So talk about, what is normal? What should we be looking at? What are things we can do every single day?
If your memory is worse than it was 10 years ago, that's a problem.
Okay.
Because odds are it's going to continue to get worse unless you do something to reverse the trend. And in memory rescue, I give people a very specific plan. So which of the 11 major risk factors do I have? There are questionnaires to help you decide that and recommended blood tests.
Mm-hmm.
And well, what's one thing I can do for each of them? And I created a mnemonic, Right Minds, that can help people remember the 11 risk factors. So, for example, B is for blood flow. Low blood flow is the number one brain imaging predictor of Alzheimer's.
And how do we know if we have low blood flow?
So if you have hypertension,
okay,
any form of heart disease,
mm-hmm.
if you have erectile dysfunction, odds are you also have low blood flow to your brain. It's a blood flow problem. A friend of mine, Mark Houston from Vanderbilt, he's a cardiologist, he said 100% of the time, men who have erectile dysfunction have heart disease.
Interesting.
Anyone who has heart disease has blood flow problems to their brain. And if you don't exercise.
I was going to say exercise, yep.
There's so many simple things you can do to increase blood flow. So obviously, you have to get serious about treating hypertension and heart disease. Exercise is really important. But simple things, some supplements I like, ginkgo and vinpocetine, both increase blood flow.
Mm-hmm.
And food like mm-hmm. beets, cayenne pepper, rosemary are simple things that you can add to your diet every day that increase blood flow.
Right. And that's also in your book, too, and people can look this up on your website, which is DanielAmanMD.com. So I'm going to open this up for calls, folks. If you have any questions for Dr. Amen, we really have the expert on anything about brain health, anything you're concerned about or a question you have. Certainly, he's on until the bottom of this hour, so about half hour, 438-WPRO, 438-9776. All right. So you have, again, as you said, you have a mnemonic called Bright Minds. It's like an acronym. And the first one is blood flow, which we just talked about. The second one is retirement and aging. I bet you're going to tell us that we shouldn't really totally retire. We should keep going. Is that what you're going to say?
When you stop learning, your brain starts dying.
Hmm.
So it doesn't mean you shouldn't retire. But if you do, you have to become engaged in lifelong learning. So I'm 63 and working as hard as I can. I decided to take up piano because I know if I just keep doing the things I've always done, that's really not challenging my brain.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether it's learning a new language, traveling to different places, taking up a musical instrument, learning to sing, all of those things work your brain in a positive way.
Wonderful.
Now, there are some other risk factors under retirement and aging, and one of the most devastating ones is being socially isolated.
Mm-hmm.
So people who are lonely and alone and not engaged with other people, that significantly increases the risk for Alzheimer's disease. So going to church, volunteering, being in groups of like-minded people is really important in order for you to keep your brain healthy. Now, don't go hang out with negative people, because they will kill you early. People are contagious. So the continue to search for the groups that really fit your values and mindset.
So important. All right, the next one is I, which is inflammation. And you talked about that a little bit. You talked about, you know, blood flow. Inflammation's a little different from blood flow, though.
Right. It's where your body really begins to attack itself. And, you know, people know inflammation. If you cut yourself, the area will become red and hard and, you know, maybe a little bit of pus.
What about arthritis? What about things like arthritis? Is that inflammation as well?
Often. Inflammation makes arthritis much worse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, sometimes arthritis comes because cartilage is damaged. But when you have inflammation from a leaky gut or from your diet or low levels of omega-3 fatty acid, pain syndromes go way up.
Mm-hmm. How do you know if you have inflammation? How do you know if you have that? The signs, as you said.
Well, so there's a blood test called C-reactive protein. Everybody should have it. You know, in the book I talk about, okay, here are the blood tests everybody should have. That's one of them. And I also like the omega-3 index. So what's my level of omega-3 fatty acid compared to omega-6 fatty acid?
Mm-hmm.
Omega-6s, which we often get from processed foods, are pro-inflammatory. They increase inflammation. Where omega-3s tend to be anti-inflammatory. They tend to calm down. But we did a study, and we found that 98% of the population that was not taking fish oil had low levels of omega-3 fatty acid.
Mm-hmm.
And so eating fish or taking fish oil is absolutely essential to keeping your brain healthy over time.
Mm-hmm. And also with inflammation, as you said as well. All right, we've got just about 1 minute, so I want to try to cover genetics. Now, genetics seems to be common sense. It's what, for example, if one of your parents or both of your parents had dementia, or if a grandparent had dementia, are you at risk?
Absolutely. But genes are not a death sentence. What they should be for people is a wake-up call that if I have this in my family, I need to be more serious than anyone else about prevention as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm. Is there a test that you can take to find this out for genetics?
Well, one of the genetic risk factors is called the apolipoprotein E4 gene. And I guess it's about 25% of the population has it. And if you have that gene, it increases your risk. But we found, actually, exercise helps to decrease the risk. And it's more powerful than people who don't have the gene.
Mm-hmm.
And increasing omega-3 fatty acids, increasing curcumin that you get from the spiced turmeric found in curry, can be incredibly helpful.
All right, we're going to take a break on that note. And my guest is Dr. Daniel Amen, who is one of America's leading psychiatrists and brain health experts. He's authored many books, including the New York Times bestseller, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. His brand new book is Memory Rescue, Supercharge Your Brain, Reverse Memory Loss, and Remember What Matters Most. We'll take your calls after the break at 438-WPRO, 438-9776. And this program is brought to you by Age-Friendly Rhode Island. And they're a coalition of agencies and social service providers and faith-based organizations and business and academic organizations and institutions that are dedicated to help meet the needs and preferences of Rhode Islanders as they age. and you can log on to agefriendlyri.org. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM, WPRO. We're the voice of Southern New England, and we'll be right back.
Now, more of The Patricia Raskin Show on WPRO. Call Patricia now at 438-WPRO or 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Hi, everyone, and we are back. And this program is sponsored today and brought to you this whole series by Age-Friendly Rhode Island, which is a coalition of community and state agencies, healthcare and social service providers, older adults and advocacy and faith-based organizations, as well as businesses and academic institutions that are all dedicated to meeting the needs and preferences of Rhode Islanders as they age. And you can learn more about this effort to build an age-friendly Rhode Island at agefriendlyri.org. All right, and you can Facebook and Twitter is at agefriendlyri. Our guest today in this first half hour, we're talking about brain health, and we're talking about the brand new book, Memory Rescue, by Dr. Daniel Amen. Memory Rescue, supercharge your brain, reverse memory loss, and remember what matters most. Dr. Amen is one of America's leading psychiatrists and brain health experts. He has a New York Times bestseller, mega bestseller, Change Your Brain, Change Your Life. And he also has had his own public television programs that have been watched by millions of viewers that are seeking guidance on memory and attention and behaviors and more. Welcome back, Dr. Amen. Okay. All right. Let's continue with this pneumatic, as you call it. I sometimes call it a... But it is a pneumatic. And so we're thinking it's called Bright Minds. And we came up with B-R-I-G-H. And we did the blood flow, retirement and aging, inflammation, genetics. The next one is head trauma. Talk a little bit about that.
Very common and increases the risk for Alzheimer's disease. I did the big NFL study at a time when the NFL was not telling the truth they had a problem. And we've seen much higher levels of depression and dementia. Your brain is soft. Your skull is hard. Head trauma can just damage your life. And so protecting your brain is absolutely essential to keeping it healthy as you age. And we actually found that hyperbaric oxygen was one of our primary treatments to help reverse head trauma. Yeah. And it's also been shown to help with memory.
Yeah, and didn't you have I think you were in the top 100 stories in Science and Discover magazine because you were the lead researcher on brain imaging and rehabilitation for professional football players.
Yeah, that was really exciting for us. And we actually did a study on 21,000 patients showing we could separate traumatic brain injury from post-traumatic stress disorder with high levels of accuracy. And, you know, the M in Bright Minds is mental health issues. When you have mental health issues, PTSD, depression, anxiety disorders, that also can increase your risk of cognitive problems.
Okay. All right. We've got a short time. So let's talk about sleep issues and diabetes.
Well, they're so common. 60 million Americans have sleep-related issues. And what I saw with the brain imaging work we do at Amen Clinics, I have 8 clinics around the country, sleep apnea triples the risk for Alzheimer's disease. And it shows seriously low blood flow in the back half of the brain, which is where Alzheimer's disease starts. So if you snore loudly, stop breathing at night, you're chronically tired during the day, you need to have that checked out and treat it. Many people get diagnosed with sleep apnea, but they can't get used to the CPAP device, and so they just blow it off. And what they're doing is they're actually killing millions of brain cells every night if you don't treat it. So that's absolutely essential. And diabetes is a term, somebody else coined it, but I really liked it. It's this combination of being overweight and having high blood sugar. It's just terrible for brain function. Both of those things independently, weight and high blood sugar, cause cognitive problems. They shrink your brain. And I published 2 studies that show as your weight goes up, the size and function of the brain goes down, which would scare the fat off anyone.
Let's talk about some things that really help. One of them is music. I remember reading, and today is Mozart's birthday, by the way, and he there's a man who's no longer with us, Don Campbell, who wrote a book called It Was About Memory, and it was about the Mozart effect and how listening to that music could improve your brain.
One of my favorite books ever.
Yeah, he was great. I've been
music can change your mood almost immediately. And there's a study that came out last year that said listening to music for 12 minutes a day versus meditation, they were equally effective.
Yeah.
Well, meditation takes work. Music takes no work. So I think you should get your playlist. Now, generally make it happier and more positive because, you know, your brain, you become what your brain listens to.
Yeah, that helps me a lot. Whenever I'm working, I'm listening to either soundscape-type music or classical music. All right, we've got like 2 minutes. What do you want to leave our listeners with if they get, you know, your main points? What can we do right now, the absolute do's we must do to keep our brains healthy?
Okay, so the first thing is you're not stuck with the brain you have. You can make it better. I can prove it. So you want to fall in love with your brain. The second thing is you want to avoid anything that hurts it. You just have to know the list of things that hurt your brain, including too much time on gadgets. That's actually been shown. Increased time on gadgets, increased unhappiness, and cognitive problems.
Okay.
So that's really important. And then do things. And the most important thing you can do every day is when you come to a decision point, ask yourself, is this good for my brain or bad for it? And if you can answer that with love, so doing the right thing is never about depriving yourself. It's always about choosing the actions that give you the best brain function, because the best brain function goes with the best life function.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Amen. It was such a pleasure to have you on the program. Really. And people thank you. And people can find you at DanielAmenMD.com.
You know, better go to AmenClinics.com.
Okay.
So Amen, like the last word in a prayer, clinics.com, and they can find Memory Rescue at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere where great books are sold.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Okay. All right, folks. This program has been brought to you by Age Friendly Rhode Island, and they have a whole coalition of profits and nonprofit agencies, and what we're doing is they are helping to meet the needs and preferences of Rhode Islanders as they age. And that's what we're doing through this program. Log on to agefriendlyri.org. Next coming up is Bruce Boguslav. Now we're going to talk about the financial wellness. You know, as we get older, what are things that we really need to know that will help us be financially happy? All right, folks, you're listening to The Patricia Raskin Show right here on News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO for the Voice of Southern New England. And don't go anywhere. We're going to talk to Bruce Boguslav next about, as we get older, our financial well-being. Stay tuned.